Okay. Maseches Matros. It's the last Masechta of which is the Kavanoki. Randaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Got it? Now, the truth is, a lot of stuff we're going to learn tonight, we really should have learned before Trumos. This is basic building blocks, we're going to see. There we have this problem consistently in Gemara. Klal Amud Meisers. They said a general principle about Meiser. Koshu Ochel, anything which is food, can be consumed. V'nishmar, and it's safe kept, and the Gemara is going to discuss what that means. V'gidula minaretz, it grows from the land, from the ground. Chayv and Meiser, you must Meiser it. V'oklal amru, echor amru. They also said another principle. Koshet chiloso ochel, anything which begins as food. V'sofa ochel, and ends off as food. Afa pisha shomer lo sif ochel, even though you're not yet harvesting it, in order that you grow larger, nonetheless, chayev koton v'gadol, it's chayev in terms of meisers, whether it's small or large. Again, the Gemara is going to discuss what the ramification is. V'chol she'ein t'chiloso ochel, anything which does not begin being food. Aval sof ochel, by the end, is food. Eino chayv ad shiasa ochel. It's not chayv in trumas and meisers until it becomes food. Now, of course, as I just mentioned, our Mishnah, when it talks about the chiyuv meisers, does not distinguish or differentiate between trumas and meisers. They're both the same. Okay? In other words, the point at which you become chayv, or that point at which you become potter, exempt, is the same for both. First Mishnah and Trumas, that's right, you got it. Says the Gemara. Do you have the Gemara right now?
Yes.
Okay. Iksiv aser taser is kol. Have a header which we don't have? Which I don't have? What do you have at the end?
Column Rises.
Okay. Iksiv aser taser is kol. Where to say, Meiser everything. So I would say everything is chayv and meiser. Talmud Lomar, that's why the pasuk says tvuas zarecha. No, the grain of your seed. So says grain. Only elo tvua. I only see grain. Minayin afakitnis. How do we know they're also legumes? How do we know they're also chayv?
It says Steve Asir Tasser is
All right, let me read it. It's minor changes, but let me read it here. Let's start again from the top. Kamru Meisus, Ksiva Aserta says, Kol Tvaras Arecha. Ayusir would have said, Kol Dvorim Yu Chayov Meisus, would have said, everything is Chayov Meisus. Tam Lomar, Eskvo Kol Tvaras Arecha, Riba. Says, Es Kol Tvaras Arecha, this Kol Tvaras Arecha, it Kol means all, Riba, it's an inclusion. The Riba. Okay, it's out of order here. Bereba shar zero negina shein necholim. Let include also seeds of the field which are not consumed. Now here, the Kavanoki gives a very nice introduction. He says there are three types of growth. Grain growth. There's grain, which includes the five grains, right? Wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. Then there's legumes. Legumes are any other type of bean which grows, okay, and they're eaten, such as peas and lentils and, you know, lima beans, navy beans, cholent beans, you name them. Those are all kidneys, right? Then there's your own neginah she'ena necholim. Zronikin Hashem Ne'achoim are those which are not su- they are not suitable to eat themselves. You can't eat the zera, but you can eat that which comes out of the seed, such as he brings in here onions and garlic and similar type of leeks and garlics and onions and things like that. So in that case, you know, we made the comment that although these things grow as bulbs, remember we said that they can't all grow as bulbs. So they don't. There actually are seeds. Okay, so those seeds are zirone gina shenan ne'acholim, meaning they grow in gardens, but they themselves are not eaten. So we have grain, where it's the seed which is eaten. The kernel is the seed. We have also legumes, where the seed is eaten. And then we have other types of seeds where you plant but you do not eat the seed, okay, which includes onions, etc. Okay, so far so good. So says the Gemara, no, that's what you're about to say, the third line down the Gemara, so let's include other types of seeds which are not eaten. No, it says the grain of your field, and it says Hayotzei Asodeh Shona Shona. Okay? It says the grain in your field, and it says that which grows each and every year. Now, from this we learn, HaKetzad, what do we do with this? Tomi Ben Asayim Davashu Ochav Nishmar. It says, we have to derive in these two droshos things which can be eaten, and things which are preserved. Preserved meaning that you don't make them hefker. They normally grow, they're normally cultivated. So, so the bottom line here is that we use that, the, Tvua Sarecha. The second he says. So the problem is, even though we quote these two psukim, they're not exactly what we're learning out from. We're learning out the fact that it's ochel from that which it says v'chalta, and I don't see that it brings down v'chalta here explicitly anywhere in the Gemara. Yeah, it says tvua sarecha v'chalta. Okay, Kavanaki brings down his girsa. You see in the third line it says tvua sarecha, so the word after that it should be v'chalta. So that teaches us it's got to be edible itself. Well, that precludes all the seeds which you plant, which are not edible, because it's got to be tvuas zarecha v'chalta. It could be tvua, grain. It could be zera. It could be legumes, but it's got to be v'chalta. It's got to be that it itself is edible. That includes the edible legumes. Right, I said it's from Zarecha, but it wouldn't have been learned out had I not said the kol, right? Because otherwise, you just said the grain, which comes in the form of seeds, but not the legumes which come in the form of seeds. That's how to say kol. Besides that, no, well, no, they might, but not here in the Gemara. So, in any event, so that's from there we learn out that it has to be edible. That so it says Hayotzei Asodeh. Right, Ayotze saw the Shana Shana. For that, we learn out that it has to be also stuff which grows to the ground as opposed to. Mushrooms. By the way, do you know how mushrooms don't grow from the ground? I just learned that from the Kavanaki today. What does that mean? That's only one reason. One thing is that the spores are not plant. They're not seeds. They're reproduced by spores, but not by seeds. Another thing is that he says here that by plants they get the carbon, the hydrogen, and the oxygen from the earth, from the atmosphere. And they get the carbon from the atmosphere, and they get the hydrogen and oxygen from water, and they combine the two of them through the, what that's called in English, photosynthesis, because they have chlorophyll. They have chlorophyll, which allows them to do that. Yeah, spelled wrong. But mushrooms don't have any chlorophyll, so therefore they have to get their carbohydrates not from the photosynthesis process, but they have to absorb them whole. And that's why they grow on, you know, rotted trees and such like, to get the carbohydrates from the source which already exists. So it's a very different way of sustaining itself. So that's why mushrooms are essentially different. Okay? And the other thing is what you said, that they reproduce by spores, not by seeds. Spores are really little pieces of mushroom as opposed to seeds thereof. So those are two reasons why they're not called mino oretz. Okay? Finally, the last thing we learn out is because it says zarecha. We do darshan to zarecha. We darshan to zarecha that it should be yours and it shouldn't be hefker. Okay, so we darshan v'chalta, which is after the word zarecha, and not printed in the Gemara here. We darshan ayotze asode, and we darshan zarecha. Okay, all those things we darshan to teach us has to be food, has to be something which you safe keep, and has to be something also which grows from the ground. What? Zarecha. Yours. Right, yours are, is there. Okay? So, Istaboy Mishina Minador. There's some of you want to learn from here. Aser Taser Klau. That's a generality. Now, the first Russian was the Ribuy Mute. We're mired by everything, essentially, except we're mired. The one thing we're mired is, stuff where you can't eat the actual seed itself. The thing is that now the Gemara comes along and says the Yerushalmi is the dasha ribuyu miyutz. In the Bavli, we very often dasha klal prats. So now the Gemara is going to try a klal prat, right? Easter boy mishmina minado. They want to learn from here. I'm going to try to switch back to the Kavanaki and see if it works. The thing is that before I do that, let me tell you. That I see a line here which I don't know if we're going to find later here. There's a line of Kavanaki, very important line. I don't know if it appears anywhere later on in the text of the Gemara. No, but I wanted to this line specifically. It says, Yochel afirokos, our vegetables chayv and meiser. Tamu loymar, hayoytzi ksiv hayoytzi asode shona shona. Vegetables don't grow every year, it seems. They're not on a yearly cycle. So therefore, vegetables are exempt from my trumas and my sister Raisa. So what we've so far exempted, what? Because we have a ribui kol. We have a ribui kol from which we learn seeds, right? So that the we need a special mute to take away vegetables. That's what we learn from Shona Shona. That's got something which grows on a yearly basis, an annual basis. No, but then how we include Zirone Gino? I mean, not Zirone Gino, sorry, scratch that, legumes. Legumes. Zirone Gino we talk exclude, because they're not Nechal. But we include our legumes. So look, after all said and done, grain, legumes are chayv d'oraisa. Seeds, which are not consumed, are exempt to oraisa, as are vegetables. Okay, that's where we're standing right now, 2-on-2. All vegetables are chayv meisa, only the rabbanon. I guess not. What do we know? Yeah. You grow them in Jewel, don't you? You grow them in Jewel, don't you? I don't know anything about it. When you plant vegetables, it seems they don't grow every year.
I'm not sure.
No, but that's not what it is, though. Because grain doesn't come back every year either. Yeah. No, it's something else. It seems like they I don't know. Let's see if he explains in the back. I don't know what the Messias is. He just says it's not Yotze Shana Shana. He gives two pshatim here. Says one is that they don't last. They're not preserved. Shonim Shonim means you can save last year's crop till next year. And you can't save, you can save last year's crop of grain and of beans, but you can't save last year's crop of vegetables for next year. That's one Shonim Shonim Shonim. The other is that you can plant the vegetables more than once a year. Two seasons, but that I don't know if that works because now they also have two seasons for grain. We have winter and summer grain. Right? So I like the first shot better. The first shot is the Rosh Tzivaleo. Okay, good shot. Some people want to learn out from here. We are now in the fourth line in the Gemara. Okay, Isabay Mishminim Minato. Aser taser, somewhat like this, a cloud pratu cloud. The Tanya, here's the Tanya. Aser taser is called cloud. Okay, taser taser, everything that's a cloud. Tvuas arecha, the grain of your seed. Prat. Cloud prat, you have a generality specification. Aim a cloud, elevashim a prat. I can only learn to include the cloud, that which is in the prat. Ainly ella tivua, so that should only include grain, period. Kidney is minan arena also to include legumes. Tamloma b'chol masaror. So then it says b'chol masaror, it's like a choser kilo, right? Makes a cloud pratu cloud. Zera oretz, do you have that? Zera oretz, and it says zera oretz l'rabos, that clue comes to include zera shum shkelayim v'gargir. That comes to include the seeds of onions. Shkelayim is of garlic. Sorry, shum is garlic. Shkelayim is cress, and gargir, which he says is rocket in English. In any event. I don't know, there was a plant named for rocket. But all these plants, they're included somehow in the, where it says, B'chol Maser Oretz, Zera Oretz. Yochashi Marbe Zera Lufa El Yon. Do I also include the plant of, the seeds of Aram? That's what Luf is. Vizera Krishin, and the seeds of Leek. Vizera Betzalim, and the seeds of Onion. Vizera lefes, the seeds of turnips, utznonos, and radishes, vishars, your own egina, shade, and choli, and other types of seeds that do not grow, that cannot be eaten, tamulomar, mizeraorot, some of them, below kolzeraorot, and not all of them. So we just drew a sharp distinction. We said there's certain types of seeds which can be eaten. Those are chayim. The same distinction we drew on before, but we're giving with a little bit more of a specification here. The seeds which can be eaten, those are chayim and maizers. The seeds which cannot be eaten are not chayim and maizers. Okay? Says more prihoetz, that it says in the pasuk, prihoetz, l'chabos prihoetz. Come to teach us that fruit is chayim and maizers to raisa. Do I include also fruit which is like charuve shita, the carobs which grow in shita, and samona, the charuve giroda, and the fruit, the carobs which grow in giroda. Now, those people don't eat these carobs. This is a big insight which I would have loved to have learned before Masechta Trumos. Something, a fruit which is edible, but most people don't eat, is not chayv and Trumos and Maisus Doraisa. Only Drabana. Even if you decide to eat it. Okay? How we know that? Tamulomar, mi priyoetz, because Buzik says me priates the low co-payrolls that you want. Says no co-priates it should be not from the fruit of the tree. Me priates with a mem and not all of it. So a very fundamental. Very fundamental concept. That may, but no, but they try and objectify it. I mean, we saw some south recycled trumas, that there are cases which they said that stuff which is only eaten by human beings with difficulty does not chayv in trumas and maaseh d'oraisa. And it's a pasuk. It's learned out from this mambir. Most people don't eat it. Yeah. Okay. Doesn't help. That's me most. For him, it won't do any. It still won't be chayv. Yirakus me nine. For Tumatara, things have to be food-like, yes, but there I think it's much more subjective. Their taki is dependent on the individual taste. Here it seems to be something which has to conform with the majority of human beings. I think. It's much more subjective there, even if a minority of people. Yeah, by Tumantara. Here it goes by majority, so I think it goes by minorities. That's right. Okay, Ron Alpha and Bays now. Yirokos Minayin. How do we know the vegetables are Takichai Bismanazeh? So it says Gemara, Isi Ben Akavi Oimer. Maisus Yirokos Midivrayim. You're right. Maisus for vegetables is Takatarabonon. Okay, so let's sum up. Principle which you would have loved to have known 2 months ago, right? D'oraisa, what's chayiv in trumas and maaseres? Grains. A, grains. B, seeds which can legumes. C, seeds which can be eaten. Okay, which is really, in the sub, I guess, similar to legumes, but onion seed, for instance, it says here can be eaten. I'm not onion seed, can be eaten. Garlic seed, it says can be eaten, okay? So those three things are chayiv d'oraisa, plus a fourth category, which is separate, I guess, is peros ha'aretz, fruit of a tree. What's exempt d'oraisa? Two things. Zerona hino she'ena ne'acholim, right, where you have, okay, where you have a seed which cannot be eaten, such as onion seed, distinct from garlic seed. And besides that, also, all vegetables. Right, because they're not preserved. Okay, so those are the six categories, and four of them are chayv, and two are exempt. Okay, v'nishma. Do you have that header? Okay, Isi ben Akavia. I'm sorry. Omer Rav Chista. Chista said. Rav Chista Amar. Omer Rav Chista. Hivkir. Now the nishmar means. An original said, well, the principles of chayv trumas and maaseres, that must be nishmar. It must be something which is not hefker. So now we're going to have a very lumdisha gemara on this basis. A very, very interesting gemara. Amar Rav Chisda. Chisda said, hivkir kama. Again, fundamental. You were mavkir, right? You relinquished ownership of your standing grain. Because of a zachaba, and then you took hold of it again, as was still, while still standing, the other, then you committed an avera. The hefish mimen or truma, and separated truma from it after it was harvested, but while it was still stalks out in the field. At that point, you're not supposed to take off truma yet, because when are you supposed to take off truma? After you make a heap it in a pile called miruach. Miruach. After heap in a pile, not beforehand, okay? So you took off the trumas and maaseres here when it's still in stalks in the field. No. Trust me on this. We'll come to sit back. We'll talk about the detail. Yeah, this one's the final, sure. Harezu truma. It's considered to be valid truma. Why? Because at the time that you harvested it, you had reacquired it already. Hivkir shibolim. What, however, if you were mafkirit after the harvest, when it was already stalks, the chazar v'azachaboyan, and then he took call them again. Truma, and then he took off the truma from them. Ain't truma, it's not valid truma. When it can only become valid truma in that case? Only after miruach. That's fascinating. The Gemara is going to explain it. Again, two different cases. In one case, we were mafkin when it was still standing out as growing in the field. Then you harvested it. Then you took up truma while it's still out in the field as individual stalks. It works for the evidence. It's okay. It is valid truma. However, if you made it after you harvested it, after the harvest, and then while it was still stalks, before miruach, before smoothing the pile, you took off trumas and maizos as is, that doesn't work. When can you take off trumas and maizos then and have it work? Only after miruach, only after you smooth the pile. As for what's the difference? Mabin kama l'shibolim. Everybody have the place? Don't give away the Gemara secrets. Mr. Zuger, fourth line down. What's the difference between standing grain and stalks? Says the Gemara. Come at your loiv kira, the standing grain, before you're a mafkirit, right? Of our behavior shemenu truma, if you took truma off it at that point, while it's still growing in the field, ain't no truma. It's not valid truma. And therefore, the fact that you are mafkirit and reacquired at this point has no impact. It's not yet holding at a stage where you can take truma off of it. So therefore, hefker reacquisition at the time that it's standing in the grain and standing and growing doesn't have any halachic impact on the grain whatsoever. And that's why if subsequently you took it off, took off the grain after you reacquired it and harvested while still out in the field, it works like it works all over Bidiyabin. However, shibolin stalks, or sheaves is actually a more proper translation. Achiloiv kiron, before you were mafker them, you other vivishvam truma, you transgressed and took off truma, haresu truma. It's already susceptible to truma, and therefore the hefker impacts upon it. Now, the way the Bavli would express this is that there's a shiloh all over Shas. When can something be nitche from being usable for a mitzvah? Only when it's nireh, or even before it's nireh. Nireh means when it's suitable to be used as a mitzvah. So there's a shiloh if nireh v'nitche chazer v'nireh. So it was suitable to use a mitzvah, then you pushed it off temporarily, can you bring it back into suitability? That would be the shiloh. That would be the shiloh of when it's already stalks or sheaves, then you were mafkir it, then you reacquired it. So it was nireh, it could become truma, then it was cast aside, then you want to bring it back. Okay, so in that way, that's the case where there's a shiloh, as the Gemara says, since we don't know, nireh nitcheh, the chazar v'nira, we don't know whether it's a valid procedure or not, so therefore we have to wait to ensure that we have an additional stage, which definitely is mechayev in a truma. What's that additional stage? Miruach. Before miruach, it's not going to work. But if you are mafkir before you harvested it, so that's like what the Bavli calls nitche v'nira. There's no such thing. It can't be cast aside from being valid for a mitzvah until the mitzvah actually applies to it. And that's why, once you harvest it afterwards, it returns to the status of being suitable to take trumas and mitzvahs. Now, this aspect is worthwhile for us to talk about the three different steps in making something truma. The three different suitable for takeoff truma. The three different steps are the onas maizros, when it grows a third, and then there's the harvesting, and then there's miruach. And somewhere over here he speaks about them, I just don't remember where. The onas maizros is when after that point, if you harvested it, you could take off Maaser on it. That's after the third grow, like Machal Ben Jusoy by Shabbos. Then it's still once you Maaser, once it's the third grown, even if you harvest it, you're still not chayiv and trumas of Maaseris if you're eating arai, if you're snacking. The only time you chayiv and trumas of Maaseris, even if you're snacking, is after miruach. Okay, even then it's a even then you're not really chayiv until it enters your house. You really need miruach and it entering your house. But if you take it into your house as stalks, so then you can still snack on it. Okay? Bringing it to the roof, that's right. So therefore you need, well, you need to add, so there are three stages, really four. Onas maisrus, right, when it becomes a third grown. Then when you harvest it, even though it's still just stalks or sheaves. Then when you do miruach, and then we bring it into your house. So there, each point of this has its own sensitivity. But that's what we're saying here, that if you took, if you are mafkin when it stalks, and then you reacquired it while it still stalks, that entire stage has been disrupted. You cannot assume it's chayiv and trumas umaitis based on that stage, because it's nitche at that stage. When can it become re-chayiv and trumas umaitis now? Only in the next stage. After the miruach is done biyad Yisrael, and that actually works. Right. In order to be nitche, it has to be nira first. Okay? It's a beautiful gemara. Rav Chinan Abishem Rav Chista said, Rav Chinan name Rav Chista said, Af behektish kein. This is also true about hektish. In other words, if you took the same thing, principle was applied, if you were mafkir, but you were makdish it and then redeemed it. Now, the Gemara is going to argue on this. Yeah, but the Gemara is going to argue on this. Yes, we have, in the Bible it says this, where there, that hektish is the same as hefker. But not now the Gemara is going to argue on this. Milan the Rabban and Pligan. It's going to bring down the rabbis, the Israeli, because Chizda was a Babylonian. The Israelis argued. Milan the Rabban and Pligan. Dom Rabbi Yerich, the Rashem Rabbi Yana, the Yerich, the Sinner Rabbi Yana, Upa Levi. The Levi will come, Kelo and Chelak Venachlo Imach. He will come and take your Trumas Umaisis because he has no portion with you. Vimashi Yeshloch Vein Lo. Atochai Litain Lo. For that which he has, which you have and he doesn't have, you have to give him Miser. What stuff which you have and he doesn't have? The grain which grew in your field. What does this exempt you from? Yotza Leket. This doesn't apply to Leket. Right, stuff which is the matnos aniyim. Sheyodcho v'yodah shavim bo. In that case, anybody could take Yisrael or Levi. It's a big democracy, right? And he leket, he shikha, he peah, he hefker. They're all the same. In all these commodities, in all these states, the grain is equally accessible to both the Levi and to the Yisrael. V'am Rabbi Yochanan said, Chabura ha'isa maksha. Based on this, the Chabura used to ask, do you have these words? Chabura is a maksha. Hare hektish ain't yodcha v'yodo shovin. Wait a minute. By hektish, it's not your hand and his hand are not on equal status, right? Why they're not equal status? We have to explain. We haven't done that yet. But you, the Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, but we're still on equal status. That means, if anything, the Kohen has it over the Yisrael, right? Okay, so we're going to have to discuss that. This is going to come back to this, why you're not in equal status. But this is more of a point, this is going to be a point of contention. I'm just letting you know. So be that as it may, so they're saying, their question is that Hektesh is not like Hefker. By Hefker, everybody has equal access to it. By Hektesh, somebody still has more privileged access than somebody else. So therefore, in that case, stuff which you made hektish should not be exempt from Trumas and Maaseris as a result. Says more, no. Rav Chista and Rav Chinan and Rav Chista both hold Kemisha Yodcha V'yodo Shovin. By hektish, it's out of everybody's hands. And then we're going to explain all this, the impositions. But by Gemara hektish, it's sitting out of everybody's hands, and therefore hektish exempts from Trumas and Maaseris just like Hefkadis. I have a lot of little letters here, which means there probably are differences here. Vam Rabila. Rabila said, Bambana Kayamid, what are we talking about? Are you still with me? If miruach was done in the hands of Hefker and the hands of Hektish, Mr. Zuger, miruach is when you smooth over the pile. If the smoothing of pile is done in the hands of Hefker and the hands of Hektish, that's it. You could never become Chaim and Trumas and Meisers. At that point, it's potter forever. Why is that? Because Amro Teiro, the Torah says, Reishis the Goncho, the first of your Dagon. Now Dagon is not Tvua. What's the difference between Tvua and Dagon? I don't know if there's any difference in English. But Tvua is grain before it's processed. And Dagon is processed grain. And Digun would be the Tanakh word for miruach. Okay? So therefore, says the Gemara, if the miruach was done in the hands of somebody other than a regular a Jewish person, it was done by Hekdesh, it was done by Goy, it was done by when it was Hefker, so then Taka. There can never be any Chiyuv of Trumas and Maisers. We all agree on that. Okay? Says the Gemara, we must be talking about the following case. You were mapkir the stalks or the sheaves, the chazer b'ruzachabayim, and then you reacquired them. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, or the Chista, the Hefker potter, if we're talking about Hefker, you will remain exempt. The Hektish Chayv, if we're talking about Hektish, then you're Chayv, stone from Muslimizes, when we acquire them. The Hefker potter, why by Hefker you exempt? Minahidam Rabbi Yochanan, b'shem Rabbi Yanai, because that which Rabbi Yochanan said, hey, Rabbi Yanai, right? This is Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Uba Levi, the Levi should come. Ki elo chelik menachlo imach. Because he has no portion with you. That's why Behefka, where you both have a portion, so you're not chayav b'trumas and maisers. However, Behekdesh chayav. By Hekdesh, you are chayav. For that which learned over there, Hekdesh kama, podach kama chayeves. If you remarkdesh the stalks, when they're standing, and everything they're understanding, you're chayav. And the same thing, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yanai, is even true if you were makdish the sheaves and then redeemed the sheaves. Says more, why? Ma ben hefker, ma ben hektish. What's the between hefker and hektish? Asks more, hefker yotze idea kol. Hefker left everybody's hand, and therefore everybody has universal access to it. Hektish, lo yotze de gizbor. Hektish. Who owns it now? That's like you said before, right? The Kohen owns it. So therefore, it's an interesting thing because he really doesn't own it, right? He really doesn't own it. He's just in charge of it, right? He has control. He's the treasurer of the Gizbar. But it sits as if it's under his control, so therefore it's not like Hefker. Because Hefker, everybody's equal access. Here it's controlled access. It's not controlled by the owner, but it's controlled by somebody, right? So therefore, since that's the case, a Kohen is not, this is not exempt, this stuff which is made Ekdish is not exempt from true Muslim Maisers. That's one answer. Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Avin said, Afilu, I wonder if you have, Afilu de Bailim, same thing. Rabbi Afilu de Bailim nami lo yotso. The truth is, that really belongs to the owner still. It really belongs to the owner. Why? Even if he made it hektish. Because they always say to the owner, when it comes to redeeming hektish, you redeem first. You have first dibs on redeeming, and we want you to redeem first. So therefore, it really still belongs to the guy himself in a certain sense. And that's why, since that's the case, since we tell him always, you try to redeem it first, that it never really left completely his domain, and that's why it's a chayv and trumas and maisers, unlike Hefker. Okay? Things Rav Chista argues on both these things. We pass him like Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, Hekdesh doesn't belong to the, he doesn't say it inside. But Rechitza's position is, Hekdesh does not belong to the Gizbar, he's just like a treasurer. And Hekdesh also, even though we try and get the guy to redeem it first, it doesn't belong to him, it no longer belongs to him either. So therefore it no longer belongs to anybody in essence except to God, and therefore it's equally accessible or inaccessible to the Yisrael and the Levi, and therefore at that point we say it becomes exempt from Jerusalem Meisers. Okay, so Rav Chisda argues on both these aspects. Okay, Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Asim, Shem Rabbi Lezer said. Now I'm going to come to a few other sheikhs. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yasim, Shem Rabbi Lezer both said, Hazorea Sada Hefker. Now it's your seed, but the land is hefker land, right? It's like not claimed by anybody. Hazorea Sada Hefker Chayvim Meisers. You're Chayvim Meisers. Why? Because at least the land is yours. We know Paskin like him. He says the land is yours. You're Chayvim Meisers. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Mapich Lishtan. Rabbi Yehuda changed language, meaning he changed the shita. He said, "Ah, that's only bezoche besada hefker v'gidulah. That's only if you acquire the field when you planted it. But if the field remained hefker, then forget it. There's no way you can be chayiv in trumas and maestros." Okay, Rabbi Chia Barato, do you have two dots here? Mushrooms and truffles. Maushu chayv meisers are the chayv meisers. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kmein upitrios, maushu chayv meisers. If you have mushrooms and truffles, are the chayv meiser." Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Rabbi Simoi, Rabbi Yochanan, Erev Simoi. No, Ksiva says, "Aser taaser es kol tvu azarecha." It has you give meiser from your tvul, your tvu azarecha. Davashu nizrav nitzma matzmiya has to be that there's a seed which you plant and it grows. Yotzu kmeinu pitrios she'enam nizros matzmichos. Kmeinu pitrios, you don't replant them, right? They don't have seeds. They have spores. They don't have seeds. So they're not planted in the same way. Rabbi Yehuda Matik Lishna, Rabbi Yehuda gave a different interpretation. He said, "Bivnesha oretz poltasad," because they're spewed forth from the land. Which seems to be like the other aspect. In other words, that they're not performing photosynthesis, but rather everything is going forth in what the nutrients they absorb from the ground. Again, by a plant, so the photosynthesis allows them to take things in from the sun and the light and all that and use that. The mushrooms don't use that at all, so therefore they're exempt. They're not the same. Okay, Avo Bishu Shomerlosif. Do you have that header? Even though you preserve it in order for it to grow further. Now, this is a very interesting condition, which ultimately the Gemara is going to reject. There's a case where the Gemara is going to end up arguing on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that it has to be something which it will grow, and when it continues to grow, it'll still be edible. Suppose it's something which when it continues to grow, will become tough and hard and inedible. That would be exempt from Trumas and Mises to Raisa. If you don't preserve it to grow, meaning if it grows larger, it's not going to be edible. Ain't a chayv kata v'gadol. It's not chayv of Trumas and Mises to Raisa. That's what sounds for our Mishnah. Rabbi Yami v'shem Rabbi Shem ben Lakish say Zulahaytzi b'divrei Rabbi Gamliel. Our Mishnah calls to preclude or exclude the words of Rabbi Gamliel, who in fact are going to fasten like the Tzina we learned Taman over there. Where is over there? So Mishnah later on the Masechta. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Gamliel says tomorrow Shel Tilson. If you have the buds of our old friend, the fenugreek plant, which eventually gets hard and becomes inedible. Eventually it hardens and becomes inedible. But right now it's still edible. And similarly, shel chardo, you have the buds of a mustard tree, v'shapua loven, and of a white legume. Chayovas v'maisrus. They're chayv and maisrus. How could, even though later on they're going to become hard and inedible, since now they're edible, they're chayv and maisrus right now. Rabbi Yaisi says, I don't understand. Vichi machmatzo chel. Just because somebody eats them now, or Gamliel mechayev, or Gamliel says the chayev and maestris. Why would he say such a thing? Me'at afilu yarkon. Well, if that's the case, even if they're even if you're collecting the vegetables, even if you're collecting vegetables from the fenugreek tree, yeah, it's a little bit difficult, but this is what he means to say. Even if you collect your vegetable, the fenugreek tree has buds and it has vegetables. Don't ask me what it looks like, but it's got the buds, which are called the tomorrows, and it's got literally the dates, but they're little buds, and it's got the vegetables, which are an additional component of the tree. So it says more, if we're going by what a person needs, so also the vegetables should be chayiv in the fenugreek tree, right? Because people eat them. So if you're going to be mechayev the tomorrow's and trumas and maestros, be mechayev also the yarkon, the vegetable part thereof. So it says more, el ragamil savar chashuvo sein ochel. Ragamil holds, nope. All the buds are considered to be food in and of themselves. Rabbanan amin ein chashuvo lo ochel. Rabbanan say, they're not considered to be food. Now, this is a funny thing. I'm not sure how to explain it because I don't know what a fenugreek tree looks like. So I don't know how you determine this is the edible part, this is the non-edible part. But what I do know is this. Rav Gamliel is arguing in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that if it gets hard and inedible later in the process, then it's exempt from Trumas and Maaseres. Rav Gamliel argues. Rav Gamliel says that any time you intend to eat it, even if later on that component of the tree will harden, since right now you are an ochel, meaning that this is edible for you, it's chayiv and Trumas and Maaseres. So he rejects the position of our Mishnah. Okay, it's a machlokas. And furthermore, minador the time that which we learned, Amrei Yeshua ben Kavsoi. Do you have ben Kavsoi? Okay, no. Miomai is the next word. So he just skips that. I don't know why. Amrei Yeshua ben Kavsoi. Miomai, from my entire life, Lomaani Libi, I never had the courage, Lomar Lodin, to say to anybody, say lukot mina tomorrow shall till sod, go and collect the buds of the fenugreek, shall chayda a mustard, shall pull out lavan and the white legumes of shlok and boil them lefotra mina maizus and exempt them from maizus. In other words, he felt he did not have the courage to make against Rav Gamliel and say that since they're going to become tough and like wood later on their exam, rather he held that one has to be mechayev them misafik. Okay, Tanya, we learned. Anything which begins as food, ve'ein sofo ochel, and it's not, doesn't end up being food, chayev b'tchilaso. It's chayev at the beginning, which is like Rav Gamliel, not like our Mishnah, right? Even though it's going to end up not food, since it starts off food, it's food. Ma yislecha, what does this come to infer, to include? Ki ador detanya, like that which it says later on, like that which says in a brisa, sorry, hamakayim alei shokruv lezera, botlo daito. This is a guy has a whole field, a whole cabbage field, and he's keeping it growing, the cabbage field, to use later on as seed. So therefore, all the leaves by him become insignificant. So they should all be exempt from Trumas Umaisis, right? Because by definition, he's not growing it for food purposes, he's growing for seed purposes. So we say, nice try, no cigar. His butler died, he's insane. He can't be mavato cabbage. Can't do that. Cabbage is meant to be eaten, and he can't be mavato lechiv of cabbage but Trumas Umaisis. Huh? Except, however, says Gemara, if he designates only a few stalks of cabbage or a few cabbage plants in his field for Zera, on those it does work. those now become zera plants and not food plants. Okay, so you can do it to a few and not to all of them, because obviously you do need some of them for seed for the next year's crop. So as long as you only choose a few and not all, that's okay. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina said, "Vuhusha liket yerek." That's only, however, when he collected them when they're still vegetables. In other words, if he collected the cabbage while they were still edible, and he had claimed that he's growing them for seed, we say, "Ha ha ha! Well, yeah, sure, sure, you're growing them for seed." But if, however, lowly kiyerek, if he didn't collect them, they're still vegetables. But when they already became hard like wood, so ki kachon oimrim eitz chayv and meiser. What are we going to say? That eitz, that wood is chayv and meiser. Obviously, it's only when it's still edible. Okay, so as long as it's still edible, it's chayv, but not after it becomes inedible. B'chol shein tchilas ocha v'sofa ocha v'chulei. Do you have that? Have that header? Okay, ma'is l'cha. What is something which begins as food and doesn't end up food? Well, actually, it's the other way around. We'll go ahead and the v'chulei. What ends up being food but not food to begin with? That's the next Mishnah. Okay, our daughter Tinan but the Basra, like learn next Mishnah, Mehmasai Paris Chaim and Meisr, from when is food Chaim and Meisr, had to enemy Shev Chilu figs when they reach a certain stage, and so on and so forth. So it works both ways. There are things which end up not being food, and there are things which start out not being food, so therefore it has to be at the proper stage of development in order to be Chaim. Okay, the bottom line is we paskin that something which starts out being food, even gets hard later on, is still chayv at the time that it's as long as it's yet food. Vice versa, if something is not yet food because it's too unripe and premature, at that point it's not yet chayv and trumas or maizos. Okay, now we're up to halacha base. Now here I want to give you this, make sure I got this right, because here's where he has his introduction. Again, onas maizros is when they're a third grown. And then you're not allowed to, from the time something's a third grown, you can't eat from it a snack. You can't eat from it permanently. You can still snack for a snack. Still snack on them until you take off maestros. Then there is gemar malacha, which is when you have when you smooth the pile. So then that together with ke reias pnei bayis is mechayiv you right in. You're still not allowed to snack, right? So you're allowed to snack, but not until it enters the house. And he says that there is now there are cases where you have six things which are like coming into the house, which are kovam midrabbanan. Okay, first of all, if you intend you bring it into your yard as opposed to your house, you designate it to be merchandise, you put fire underneath it in some way, shape, or form, you salt it, and you start taking truma off of it, or it's Shabbos. It's right. Shabbos kaveh for truma sumaisus. So all these things are kaveh drabonon. The rice, it's only after miruach when it enters your house. There are six things which are kaveh midrabonon. Okay? Again, chotzer, yard, mekach, designated for merchandise, eish, cooking, melach, salting, truma, you started taking off truma, then you took tavtin, you take off maisus, and Shabbos is kovar from Isis. Now, all this thing is talking about, all this story about grain and all these types of the harvest. But if you have, stuff such as olives and grapes, so then the moment you put it in the press, it has to be truma sumaisa. You're not allowed to snack on it anymore. Okay? Once it goes into a press to be made olive oil or grape juice, that's it. Time's up. Right, that's gemar malacha. Even though it's still processing it, but that's gemar malacha. Okay, Mishnah base. May Messiah peiros chayav and maisers. From what time are the peiros chayav and maisers? Hateinim figs mishiav chilu. The Gemara will explain what that is. Hanovim vabuushim. Grapes and unripe grapes. Mishavish, the Gemara will explain what that is. V'og sumak and tutim, all sorts of berries, mishadumi, finally come red. All red fruit from the time it comes red. Harimonim, figs, mishimasu, the Gemara will explain what that, pomegranates, when they become, mishimasu, the Gemara will explain what that is. Hatsmorim, dates, mishatil, so once they get little cracks in them. Haparskim, peaches, mishatilu, gidim, once they have little red threads growing through them. Through the green, I guess. Vagozim, nuts, mishiasim gur, once they have little rooms in them. Right? Nuts have rooms, you know, chambers. Rabbi Yudah Omer, vagozim vashkedim, the nuts and almonds, mishiasim klipa, once they have an inner husk to them. Hacharuvin, carobs, mishinaktu, once they get black dots. They grow green, then they become gradually darker. Once they get black dots, they're chayim and trumas and maizrus. V'cholashchayim, all black fruits. Mishinaktu, once it gets black dots. V'agosim, pears. V'akustamulin, another kind of pear. V'aprishin, quince. V'uzdarazarin, crab apples. Mishikarchu. That's when they get bald, the word is going to discuss what that is. The chol avanim, all white type fruits, mishikarchu, once get bald, obviously little white spots. Hatilson, fenugreek, mishatat titzmach, once it's suitable to produce seed, you know, which can grow. Vatfua vazesim, grain and olives, mishiachnisu shlish, when they are third grown. Okay? Says more, mishavchilu, what does that mean? That's going back on figs. What does it mean? Rabbi Chia Barva Omar Choisa. When it's mature enough to get you sick if you eat it. So Madrega, it's mature enough to get you sick. Come on, the Tamar, like it says, the God with Nafshon Bochlebi, the soul has also reposted me. Rabbi Abba B'Shem Bar Yaakov B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan Omar Mishadimu P.M. wants their mouth, the place where they're connected to the stem, to the twig, gets mishadim p'm once their mouth gets reddish. Ask why that doesn't happen. Choltein and p'm adimos by all figs. Does this twig where it get connected to the twig get red? Sorry, Tanakh Bar Merin says, you know what? They talk it don't. Shem Rabbi Yochan, he said a different test. Lokeach achas minichi. You take one of the figs off the tree and you leave it. Im bishlom mitoch leis. If that fig becomes ripe within 24 hours, so it indicates that chayovas, they all are now ripe enough to be chayav and trumas and maisers. If not, imla paturas, if this, none of them gets ripe in 24 hours, then it's not going to be sufficiently ripe yet. Hanovim abushim v'chule. Rabbi Zeru Shem Reyasa says, mishi koru b'usha. Once they're called lousy grapes. No, again, it's a madrega to be called lousy. So it has to be called, once it's called lousy, that's when it's ripe enough. Rabbi Yivu bar Nagre and Rabbi Tanchu bar Loeb Sherei Dilchon Nachu bar Smoy said, "Vushatei Chatzon Hashlem Nirat Mechutz." That has to be sufficiently large enough seed inside that it can a pit that it can see the pit outside the grape. Rabbi Yochan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Rachi Vavina Kasvei Desabe." I was riding on the shoulder of the old men, the Shamitz Kali, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and I heard the voice of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, "For Yosef." Masnein, he was sitting and learning. You can sweep up melon seeds on Shabbos. V'ein mechanshin me'avatiach, you're not allowed to sweep up watermelon seeds. What's the difference? So you're not allowed to sweep on Shabbos because you might come to make your floor smooth. But you're allowed to sweep up stuff. Well, ma'be me'em melafel me'avatiach, what's the difference? Harishim bar marsna, me'em melafelfon la'achilu, you can eat melon seeds. So therefore it doesn't look like you're doing it in order to fix up your house. Or, what's worse, to gather it up in order to plant them. You're doing it to eat them. Me'avatiach, but watermelon seeds, which is funny because I don't understand this because we eat watermelon seeds, but me'avatiach lizriya, he says watermelon seeds were used to plant. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe avatiach means melon, the other one is watermelon. I don't know. So therefore, if you say people are saying gather that on Shabbos, so then it looks like he's actually clearing his field on Shabbos, which is not permitted. Preparing on Shabbos for Motzoi Shabbos, and obviously not collecting for the purpose of eating today, but rather for planting Motzoi Shabbos or after Shabbos, and that's also because it looks like a forbidden melacha. Okay, we'll stop here for today.